Bonjour. Today is the 14th of September, and this is Oroville Radio's daily newscast. Today it's cloudy, with temperatures at 32 degrees Celsius and a 20% chance of precipitation. Tonight, the chance for precipitation goes up to 90%, and thunderstorms will be likely. The moon is still a waning crescent, shifting from Leo into detail-oriented Virgo. Tomorrow night, we'll have a double Virgo new moon. Today marks the beginning of the Oroville Festival in New Delhi. It's hosted by the Indian government at the India International Centre in New Delhi. This week-long festival will feature Transformation, a contemporary art and photography exhibition, and an international seminar to explore Oroville's role in society in a form of a future city. There will be a series of talks on the unique concept of Oroville, its experiments in urban design and architecture, afforestation and environmental concerns, different approaches in economy, education, art, literature, and the crafts, as well as collaboration with the local bioregion. And now a short interview with Andrea interviewing Sebastian, one of the organizers for the event.
Informazioni su quello che sta succedendo.
Dimmi.
We go directly. So, good morning, Sebastian. This is Andrea from the Oroville Radio.
Good morning, Andrea.
And
how are you?
Yeah, we are all fine here in Oroville. And you are in New Delhi, no?
Yes. So, Delhi, getting ready for the festival. We're busy setting up everything.
Yeah.
All the Orovillians have arrived. It's becoming a festive mood.
Yes.
And we are in the gallery upstairs with the art gallery, and the art objects are all ready. The downstairs with the panels is getting ready. We're going to have a press conference in about 2 hours where Dr. Karan Singh will meet the press together with Orovillians. And so I think it's happening.
Yeah, cool. And how is the vibe over there?
The vibe is good. Everybody's excited, opening boxes, pulling out books, preparing everything. A lot of agitation.
Okay, so at what time exactly will start over there?
Well, there'll be the press conference will start at 12:45, and then the opening ceremony will be at 5:30.
Okay, so 5:30 p.m. it will start in New Delhi, the event.
Yes, okay. So if you want to check in later, but otherwise we're all busy opening and getting things going. And as you can hear the noise, these are all Orovillians. Listen, everybody laughing and having a good time for now.
Okay, Sebastian. So I will be in touch with you later, okay?
Anytime. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye.
Tune in to Oroville Radio for thrice daily updates with organizers and participants. This weekend at home, Oroville will host the annual triathlon. The 2012 organizer is Ing Marie, and she came into Oroville Radio to give us a heads up about Sunday's event.
I kind of took over the organization from Surya, who is really the one who has sort of in many ways brought triathlon to Oroville with the help of Michael as well, and her partner, Surya's husband, VC. She's been organizing it for the past 2 years, and she's out of station. So I just have taken over for this year, and I have a feeling she'll come back with it next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the triathlon this year is this Sunday morning, yes?
Yes.
And tell me about what one can expect in the triathlon.
Well, the athletes can expect something very different than the spectators. Unfortunately, it's not really a spectator sport because apart from the swimming aspect, we're off in the field, cycling and running, and the spectators are kind of at the finish line waiting. Mm. But for the athletes, there are two events. One is the Olympic and one is the sprint. The Olympic starts at 5:45 down at La Piscine, New Creation, kind of just when the dawn breaks. And we will be swimming 1.5 kilometers, and then we hop on our cycles and cycle about 40K, and then come off our cycles and run 10. And then the second wave of people, after we get out of the pool, will start probably around 6:45. They're the sprinters. And they do half of those distances. So they'll swim 750 meters, cycle 20K, and run 5.
So how does someone decide if they're going to be in the first or the second?
It's a matter of what distance you want to do. So if you're kind of wanting to do more endurance, you go for the Olympic. And then if you want to do shorter distance, you can do the sprint. Actually, we have about, at this point, the participants are sort of fluctuating, you know. Some people are kind of coming in. Some people are saying, oh, you know, if there's an injury or something, the people are dropping out. So as of this moment, we have 7 participants in the Olympic and about 9 in the sprint, actually. Wow. And the field is 10 because there are only 5 lanes in the pool, so you can double up. So 10 is the maximum. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Almost all Oroville, too, which is nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is there anything that Oroville Radio listeners should know about the upcoming triathlon? People all over the world are listening, also people here in Oroville.
So fantastic. We would love for anybody and everybody to come out and support. We have a really wonderful team of volunteers who've decided to come, wake up early morning and join us. It's an opportunity, I think, for all of us to, I mean, for the athletes to work with our bodies and for, I think, the spectators to participate, and because the spectators are a huge part of that, actually, in building enthusiasm and giving energy. So it's just a really nice event in Oroville, frankly. So join us.
Nice.
Yeah.
And one last question.
Yeah.
How would you say the spirit of a triathlon or the essence of a triathlon fits into the bigger picture of Oroville?
A great question. I would definitely say it has to, I mean, at least for me, I can only speak personally because everyone comes at it in a different way. But I think triathlon gives an opportunity to work with one's discipline and one's will and to push oneself and to strengthen those aspects of one's being. It's working with one's body, which is crucial to the integral yoga. And then there's this collective spirit that happens in these kinds of events. I don't know if you're here for the marathon, but it happens in February when just hundreds of people come from all over and there's this very palpable vibration in the air of doing something, you know, collectively, but also in a healthy way for our bodies. And so that essence, I hope, also will be there on Sunday.
Make sure to come out and support the participants Sunday morning, either virtually or in person. That's all from the news for now. Make sure to take some space for yourself today and close your eyes to look within. Thank you for listening. In studio are Andrea, Dimitri, and Andy on mic. Any comments or inquiries can be directed to oravilleradio.org.